Sirius Limit Sirius is generously sponsored by Saka Family and by Yalad Avon Foreman for Fuhr Shlema Das Racha Baschana Golda. We have completed the technical Amida. We finished learning all the 19 brachos, concluding with the bracha of Shalom, the ultimate bracha. And now the Shulchan Aruch tells us, before we can conclude, the Gemara brachos will get to that last paragraph of Tachanunim, which we combine the suggested tefillah of many into a heartfelt supplication, catch all. But beforehand, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein nachon lomar tachanunim kodem yiloratzon." Shulchan Aruch and Archaim Siman Kuf Chav Bey says it's not appropriate to offer our own tachanunim before concluding and wrapping up the Amida with the recitation of the pasuk yiloratzonim reifi ve'agyon libi lefanecha Hashem tziri v'goli. Ela achar siyum yudches miad yomar yiloratzon v'imbo lachzor v'lom rapam acheres hatachanunim arashus biyado. So we insert Yi L'Ratzon to conclude the Amida. Now we're granted permission, license to offer Tachanunim. At the end of the Tachanunim, we repeat a second time. At the end, of course, of Elokai, we say Yi L'Ratzon a second time. So we end the Amida with Yi L'Ratzon, and you're not allowed to interrupt between the end of the Amida and Yi L'Ratzon. Once you say Yi L'Ratzon, now you can interrupt with other things. So for example, tomorrow at Mincha, of which we have many, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't remember what the times are. I think something like that. So, Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur, we know the minhag is to already recite the Vidui of Yom Kippur. The reason for that, God forbid, if a person at the Yisuda before Yom Kippur were to, God forbid, choke and not make it to daven on Yom Kippur, we wouldn't want them to get that close and not make it. So therefore, that Mincha before the Suda, before the meal, we say the Vidui of Yom Kippur, the Al-Chaitz, so that a person can enter Yom Kippur knowing that at least it was said. What right do we have to offer it there? The answer is, once you say Yi L'Ratzon, so now there's a little more license, a little more freedom for what we say afterwards. And are we really even fully obligated? Of course, our Minhag Yisrael is to conclude the Amida with Elokai Netzor. But are we obligated? So we'll get to it shortly, but we have an Adam Gadol who visits our community every year. When he stands next to me for a Shmona Esrei, in many years I have yet to hear him say, Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meira. He finishes L'Ratzon, he takes 3 steps back. The rest of his Amida takes so long, and he's concerned about Tircha D'Tzibura, that the whole community is waiting, that he doesn't even say it. He feels it's not right to offer Tachanunim. The Amida, you have to say the Amida. But if people are waiting for you for Tachanunim, you don't have to say that. So Yi L'Ratzon is the conclusion of the Amida. It wraps it up. And now there's the option or license for Tachanunim. Erev Yom Kippur, we can throw in the Al-Chetz, the Vidui. Whether we say Elokai Netzor, I'm not saying it's optional for you. When your Amidah is as long as is, then you can consider the Tircha D'Tzibura. Until then, it's not optional. Of course, we complete with the last paragraph of the Amidah as well. Should the Chazan in the Chazar Sashat say it out loud?
No, but no. It's like, say you're behind and you need to start thinking new things.
Good. When are you at the end of Shmona Esrei that now you can answer Kaddish or Kedusha? After you say Yi L'Ratzon. Before Yi L'Ratzon, you're still in the status of Amida that you can't interrupt. Once you say Yi L'Ratzon, now again, there's license Tachanunim. Certainly Kaddish and Kedusha could be included among the Tachanunim that you are saying. Where does this Yi L'Ratzon come from? So it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Tes, Chapter 19, that's not what I meant, where does it come from? Where does it come from? That's what's appropriate to say after the Amida. So the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Tesam and Beis, the Gemara in Brachos there wonders. Chazal say, Hayu L'Ratzon, Mechti, Hayu L'Ratzon Mrifi, Mashm L'Vasofa, Mashm Meikara, Tvina L'Meimar. You could say it at the end of the Amida, you could have said it at the beginning. What are the words, Yi L'Ratzon? May the words of my mouth and my thoughts of my heart be acceptable before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. So may my words be acceptable to you. That could be the introduction to the Amida, or that could be the conclusion of the Amida. So the Gemara wonders, why did we insert it at the end of the Amida? Why not use it to introduce the Amida? So the Gemara says, my time at Tiknu Rabbanu L'Achar Shmona Esrei, Leimer Meikar. So Amar B'Yudu B'Rei Dab Shem Pazi, Hov L'Amru David El L'Achar Shmona Esrei Parshios. Since David HaMelech only said it after 18, we say it after 18. What are the 18 David HaMelech said after? First 18 paragraphs of Tehillim. The pasuk Yi L'Ratzon appears in Kapitel Yud Tes. He only said it in chapter 19, after the first 18 chapters. So we put it at the end, after Shmona Esrei, 18 brachos rather than at the beginning. That is what the Gemara answers. But still sort of begs a little bit more appreciation or meaning. So the Sefer Anila Dodi quotes from the Shari Ora, who explains that before the Amida, we feel unworthy. We're not qualified. Who are we to stand before and ask? So we introduce it with Hashem is Fasai Tiftach. Ufi Agiti Lasech, Hashem, open my lips and let me sing your praises. Why do we feel unworthy, unqualified? Where does that pasuk come from? Hashem is Fasai Tiftach. This is Siddur Snippets Chazara, because of course we said this when we said it at the beginning of the Amida, Hashem is Fasai Tiftach. Very good. So where did that pasuk come from? Tehillim also. Which capital? When David HaMelech is after the episode of David and Bathsheba, where a person is not allowed to accuse David of sinning. If you say David made a mistake, you're making a mistake to say it. But you know who said it? He did. He said, Chatasi Lashem. So when he received a little bit of Musar from the Navi for it, and he felt silenced after what he had done, what he felt he had done, he said, how do I talk to Hashem? How can I move my lips? Hashem is Fasai Tiftach. So we too, we rise for the Amida, we take those 3 steps forward, and then we feel, what am I going to say? Since the last Amida, I made all kinds of promises and pledges. Have I lived up to them? Have I been my best self? Am I really entitled? Am I really worthy to ask you for things? So we need his help. How do we get his help? Hashem is Fasai Tiftach before. It's only at the end of the Amida, says the Shari Ora, now that we've climbed ladder by ladder, Shevach, Bakasha, Hoda'ah, 18, 19 brachos, now we can present them in a bundled way. Yiyu l'ratzonim refi Hashem, let the words of my mouth and hegyon libi, the thoughts of my heart, let them be l'ratzon before you. Hashem tzuri v'goli, Hashem, you are my rock and my redeemer. So the Gemara entertains, we could have said it at the beginning. Why do we choose beginning or end? We put it at the end to follow David HaMelech, who also put it after 18. We put it after 18. Shari'or digs deeper and says, because we don't feel worthy at the beginning, only at the end when we've climbed this ladder do we put it at the end. Now this one sentence, which seems somewhat innocuous, benign, is very serious. We'll pick up next time. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Yesodo Sod Gadol. It's a very strong Yesod, and the Mishnah Berurah implores us to say Yularatzon slowly, like the rest of the Amida and all of Tefillah, but Yularatzon, say it slowly and say it with Kavana. It is very, very powerful. Don't neglect it or take it for granted. And that's why we're going to continue to explain it and unpack it together in Mirza Hashem.